by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika washabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika washabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine. Before we introduce the topic, we're going to give you one of the blessings of reciting Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And the reason why we give you these blessings, is so that you become habitual of reciting Durud-e-Pak, and you realize that there's so many benefits in doing it that I should also try my best to recite Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam on a daily basis. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam said, last night I saw something strange. A man from my ummah who was crossing the Sirat bridge, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the Salat that he had sent on me arrived. It made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge easily. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is just one of the blessings of reciting Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Please make a habit of it. Please make a habit in your daily, not only in these current situations that we're in now, but all your life. All your life, if you set aside some time, first thing in the morning, when you're traveling to work, when you're waiting for something to happen, whatever you are doing, make a habit of reciting Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter what your age you are, if you're a student and you're going to school, you're on the school bus, or you're going to college, or you're going to university, that whilst traveling there, or in periods that you're waiting for the class, or you're waiting for the lecture, you're waiting for the teacher, recite Durud-e-Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't have any time that is wasted. Utilize that time, and the best, one of the best ways is to send Durud-e-Pak. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and every day we start our program with a talawat of the Quran, inshallah. So we're now going to go to the talawat of the Quran, and then inshallah, after the talawat, we will introduce the topic of the day. Let's go and listen to the talawat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and we've just listened to a beautiful talawat of the Quran. If we can, I'm going to keep on saying this, please make a habit, of listening to the Quran, reading the Quran on a daily basis. And if you cannot read the Quran, you do not know how to read the Quran, then avail the services of Dawat Islami. At the moment, in the current situation that we're in, but normal situation would be that our madrasas, our masjids, our centers, and many, many places in virtually every country around the world, Madrasatul Madina Balighan class is take place. And what a Balighan classes are, they're for those adults, that maybe learned to read the Quran 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, but through the passage of time, by not continuing reading, they forgot how to read it, and they need to check or correct the Quranic reading, inshallah. If you join these classes, then inshallah you will be taught with the Tajweed, and they're completely free. At the same time, there are online classes available as well. So please avail these services and get into a habit of reading the Quran. Viewers of the channel, Rise and Shine today, the topic that we're going to talk about, and we try to talk about those things that affect everybody. And the topic that we're going to talk about today is something that I hope doesn't affect us very often, but it affects virtually everybody. It'll affect people at some point in their life. Some people it affects more than others. Some people, unfortunately, it affects every single day of their lives. Some people it might affect once a week. Some others might be once a month. Others once a year. But it affects everybody at least some point in our life. And that, viewers of Mother Channel, is anger. Anger. How, you know, the effects that our anger can have on us, the effects that anger can have on the people in front of us, the effects that anger can have on our deeds, the effects that anger can have on our faith, and how can we control the anger? How can we maintain the anger? And what are the cures for our anger? And this is what, inshallah azawajal, we're going to discuss today, inshallah azawajal. We're going to discuss anger and cures for anger and the detrimental effects of anger as well. But before we discuss this topic, inshallah azawajal, we're now going to listen to the daily kalam, the daily naat, inshallah azawajal. And after that, we'll come back and we'll give you a story of how shaitan tries to take people's faith away, inshallah azawajal. But stay tuned, inshallah azawajal. Let's listen to the daily naat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala
پلے غیر کی ٹھوکر
ڈال تیرے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ, بیوٹیفل کلام دا ریگارڈنگ دا اسٹیٹس آف دا بلوڈ آف اللہ عز و جل صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ویوز آف مدری چینل, یو واچنگ ارائز اینڈ شائن, اینڈ ٹوڈے وی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دا تھنگ دیٹ افیکٹس اس آل ایٹ سم پوائنٹ ان آر لائف. یس, وی ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اینگر, اینڈ اینگر از سم تھنگ دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو لرن ٹو کنٹرول اینڈ وی نیڈ ٹو لرن ٹو مینٹین, بیکاز دی افیکٹس آف اینگر کین بی سین فار as well. So inshallah today we're going to talk a little bit about this and hopefully try and understand the effects of it, and at the end inshallah azawajal we're going to try and give you some of the cures of anger. So please stay tuned and watch the whole program, and inshallah azawajal at the end we'll give you some cures. But I'd like to begin with an incident, a parable, to make you explain the effects of anger or what can actually happen to you. It is narrated in Tambiul Ghafaleen that there's a pious person from Bani Israel. He once went somewhere. On the way, suddenly a rock fell from the top and was close to his head. He remained calm and he started the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and moved away from him. Thereafter, a terrifying lions and beasts appeared in front of him, but he did not panic and continued the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When the pious person started to offer his salah, a snake wrapped itself around his foot, crawled over his body and reached his head. When that pious person would attend to perform sajda, a snake would wrap itself around his face. When he would bow his head to prostrate, it would open its mouth as if to bite him. But the pious person would remove him, move him to one side, remain calm, and successfully prostrate. When he finished his salah, Shaitan appeared to him in its true form and said to him, "It was I who did all of this to you. You're a very courageous person. I'm impressed with you. Therefore, I have decided that I won't ever incite you through evil whisperings. Please be my friend." Foiling another shaitanic attempt, the pious man said, "You tried to scare me, but alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I didn't get scared. But I will never be your friend." Shaitan then said, "Okay, ask me the condition of your family. What will they go through after you pass away?" The pious man replied, "I do not need to ask you." Shaitan said, "Then at least ask me how I deceive people." And the pious person said, "Okay, tell me, how do you deceive people?" And Shaitan says, "I have three traps. Number one, stinginess. Number two, anger. And number three, intoxication." Explaining all three of the steps, he said that when I throw the trap of stinginess, that person gets entangled in the trap of wealth. I keep reminding him that he has very little money. Therefore, after becoming a victim of stinginess, he refrains from even spending on the obligatory matters and is attracted to others' wealth. Thus, entrapped in the greed of wealth, he drowns himself into the marsh of sins. Then he goes on, Shaitan goes on to say, that when I manage to make someone fall into the trap of anger, I play with him and I toss him around in my group of shaitans as children play with a ball. Regardless of how high the status is attained in knowledge and the deeds by an angry person, even if he can resurrect his deeds by du'as, even if a person gets angry and he does du'a and resurrects his deeds, I'm still not disappointed with him, because I always have hope that he will lose his temper and at some time or other, in a burst of anger, he will utter such a thing that will destroy his hereafter. As for intoxication, the person who falls into this trap, I drunkards, I effortlessly take him towards any evil, the way a shepherd takes his sheep wherever he wishes. In this way, viewers of Madin Channel, Shaitan explained the worth of an angry man. For Shaitan, according to this, you listen to this, it says that for Shaitan, a person that gets angry is like a ball and he can just toss him here and toss him here. Basically, he's got full control of you. He's got full control of your emotions. He's got full control of you because you don't have control of yourself. That when a person loses his temper, he loses control. He loses control of his actions. He loses control of what he's doing. And Shaitan is saying that I have full control and I'm playing with him. Like I'm throwing a ball here, I'm throwing a ball there, and the group of Shaitans are sitting around and we're throwing him to each other and we're playing with him. And if you think about it, isn't that true? That when we lose our temper, we've lost control. And afterwards, we say things that we regret. Afterwards, we say things that we think to ourselves, "Oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I do this? Why did I do that?" Why? Because Shaitan has got his grip on you. And we need to learn to control our anger. It is stated in Kimiya Sadat that curing anger and suffering hardships and showing forbearance while treating it is obligatory, because the majority of people will enter the hellfire due to anger. So treating this illness of anger, treating it, it is obligatory upon us. Why? Because if we do not treat it, if we do not control our anger, then it is said that a lot of people will enter the hellfire due to the fact that they have lost their temper. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said that, "Oh man, in the state of anger, you jump up too much." People are, you know, when people are angry, they're jumping it down, and they're getting angry and they're getting emotional. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Oh man, in the state of anger, you jump and down too much. Make sure lest the next jump you jump, jumps you into the hellfire." And this is anger, my dear brothers. And you know, there was an incident, it was mentioned a few years ago in the newspapers here, that what had happened was this: a husband had a hard day, and he'd had a hard day with his boss, and he comes home and his wife has also had a hard day, because the child, which maybe she was teething, it was a small baby, it was teething maybe, and it was crying all day, and the wife, the mother of the child, had lost her patience, and she was getting very, very angry all day with the child, and was doing her best to control her temper, And the husband, he'd had a hard day. He wanted to come home and relax. But when he comes home, his wife starts talking at him and the baby's crying in the background, and he starts getting angry, and she gets angry, and she says, well, I've been here all day. Why don't you come home and help me? And it developed, an argument developed between the two of them. And they both started getting very verbal with each other, and they both got angry. They both lost control of themselves. And the husband, astaghfirullah, lost control of himself to the extent, Allah, that he picked up the child. He picked up the child by the ankles, yeah? Because the child was only small, so he could literally grab hold of the child by one ankle. He picked up the child by one ankle, and he started to beat the wife. Astaghfirullah. He beat the wife to such an extent that the child died. And afterwards they regretted this. But what had happened, viewers of Mother Channel? In this case, both of them had failed to control themselves, failed to control their tempers, failed to realize the what was happening in the situation. And as a result of that anger, he beat his wife with a child. Now, viewers of Mother Channel, surely after that incident happened, when they both calmed down, and they were probably in a police cell when this happened, when they both calmed down, surely they both regretted the situation. They both regretted the fact that they'd lost their temper. They both regretted the fact that they had done what they'd done. But it was too late. As a result of them losing their temper, they had killed their own child. This is just one effect of losing your temper. And we hear so many times that, you know, husbands have divorced their wives and they'll try and make an excuse. Yeah. Oh, I was angry when I did it. Nobody happily divorces the wife. And it is that's the reason that we, especially the brothers that are out there, you need to learn to control your temper so much, because you have a huge responsibility in your hands. Because it is the husband that can divorce his wife. He needs to control his temper even more. And so it's very, very important that we learn to control our temper, because if we don't, the effects of us losing our temper can affect generations. You know that if you take one's life, then you've taken a generation's life. That person that took the life of that child. Just think. And if you've, in a fit of anger, you divorce your wife, just think what the effects of that will happen. And you know the effects of divorce, viewers of Mother Channel, I know it's a different topic, but the effects of divorce are that the husband and wife, it is a limited effect, but the effect that it has on the children, it can affect them the whole lives. Psychologically, it can affect them the whole lives. Some of them, they never become the same. Some of them are living in fear for many, many years, and it affects them. And why has all this happened? Why has all this pain happened that affects the children for years to come? Why? Because one person lost his temper. Because one person lost his temper, and as a result of him losing his temper, then you have all of these situations. And there are many, many other instances. Many, many other instances of what can happen when you lose your temper. Inshallah, we're now going to go to the daily reminder of the day, inshallah. And when we come back, we'll give you another incident of what can happen if you lose your temper. And we'll talk to you about the things that can happen as a result of you losing your temper. So let's now go and listen to the reminder of the day. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My viewers of Mandi Channel, Sheikh Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki Shafi has stated that backbiting is to mention any shortcoming that the person possesses, whether the fault is in his non-practice of religion, worldly affairs, personality, character, wealth, progeny, spouse, servant, slave, turban, or anything else. His rudeness, politeness, and anything related to him. Examples of backbiting about the others are: he is blind, crippled, bigot, lanky, and black or yellow. My sweet Islamic brothers, all these are backbiting. Now, there are many, many more suggestions, but what we have to see is, how do we talk about people? in society today. We sit down in our little circles and we do not enjoy ourselves until we talk about somebody. We do not enjoy it until somebody says something about somebody else and we nod our head. And we even go, yes. We are not involved until we say that. We get so much involved that all of our rewards are given to that person. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, why do we do this? Would you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Because a person who backbites eats the flesh of his dead brother. It is like to eat the flesh of your dead brother. I am sure we would not like to eat the flesh of our dead brothers. So we should not backbite. They say in the Madni Mahal of Dawat Islami, fighting against backbiting will continue, inshallah azza wa jal. So my sweet Islamic brothers, please stop backbiting and keep the rewards for yourself. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Viewers of Madni Channel, you're watching Rise and Shine. Though we had a very important reminder regarding backbiting. Backbiting is such a cancer in our society. And Amelia Sudunth has written a beautiful book, Backbiting, the Cancer of Society. It is quite a hefty book. And the reason why it is quite a thick book is because this illness of backbiting is throughout the whole society. And in that book, if you read that book, inshallah, you'll come across many, many examples of what backbiting is and how we backbite on a daily basis. And when you read that book, you'll be shocked. As you're reading, you think, well, I do that. And you don't even realize that you are backbiting. And this is the worrying thing, viewers of Madni Channel, that we commit so many sins that we don't even realize that we're committing sins. So certain knowledge, certain ilm is further upon us to acquire so that we can refrain from this illness of backbiting. And today, viewers of Madni Channel, we're talking about anger. And anger is another sin that can cause us anger. Well, I say it's a sin if it's used incorrectly. There are times that if you get angry over certain things, then it is not haram. But anger can lead on to other sins. Anger is basically a trunk which can result in a lot of other sins being created. But what actually is anger? How would you define anger? Mufti Ahmadi Arkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala said that wrath, i.e. anger, is that emotions of one's nafs that provokes him to take revenge on another person or force him to go away. This is what is defined as anger, that it provokes you to do things, provokes you to force someone to leave or provokes you to do something physically upon this person. And this anger, view of the money channel, it can cause so many problems. I'm going to give you another example of the effects of anger. A person was parked his car at a T-junction. So a T-junction is basically where you're here, your car is here, and there's a road in front of you, and you're wanting to turn right or you're wanting to turn left. And the car is there in front of the T-junction, and he's waiting to turn right. And a car is coming down here. And this person, he's looking at him because obviously he cannot turn right until this car passes. So this person, he doesn't indicate, and what he does is he turns left. Now this person, he gets angry. This person gets angry at this person that, you know, if you'd indicated left, then I know that the road was clear and I could have turned right. He gets angry to such an extent that rather than going on his journey, he turns the car around, chases him, follows him, catches up with him, forces him to stop the car. When he forces him to stop the car, he gets him out of the car, an argument prevails, they get physical, they get into a fight, to the extent that one of them lost their eyes because he gouged out the eye of the other individual. Why? Because a person failed to indicate. And because of something as simple as that, you lost your temper. And as something as simple as that, because you lost your temper, someone has lost their sight for all of their life. Someone has failed to indicate that they are going to turn left. And the net result of that is someone for the rest of his life cannot see. Why? Why did that happen? Because somebody could not control their temper. Somebody could not control their temper. And this temper can lead on to so many other sins. And I'll give you some examples of what it can lead on to. Number one is backbiting. We heard that backbiting is a sin. And backbiting can also, as in the fit of anger, you can start saying things about a person behind their back. But do we even know what backbiting is? Viewers of Money Channel, backbiting is where you talk about a Muslim behind their back, that if they were to hear what you were saying, it would hurt them. It would hurt their feelings. So when you're behind their back, when you're angry at someone, when I'm angry at someone here, I might be angry at the technical team here, yeah? Behind their back, I'll say something because I'm angry at them. Oh, you know, that brother, he did this, and that brother's like this, and that brother shouldn't have done this, and I start saying things in anger. That is backbiting. That is backbiting. So now I'm committing the sin of backbiting. Why? Because I got angry. And because I got angry, it led on to these other sins. Jealousy. Being jealous of a person. Because you're angry at that person, you start looking at what he's got and you try to have jealousy. And what is jealousy? Again, we don't even know what jealousy is. Jealousy is where you want what he has got to be taken away from him and you to have it. And you become angry. When you get angry at a person, you don't want him to be successful. You don't want him to achieve anything in this dunya. So you want to take away what he's got. And you develop inside you this jealousy, which again is a sin. Tale-bearing, telling tales as a result of getting angry. You start telling tales about people. Why? Because you've got angry. Malice, having this hatred inside your heart. This is also a sin. Views of Money Channel, these are the sins that we need to learn about. And inshallah, we'll try and talk about these sins. But this malice, this hatred inside your heart, again, it is a sin to have this inside you. And this develops when you get angry at someone. Because unfortunately, what happens is, people when they get angry, this anger doesn't last for 5 minutes, 5 hours. Sometimes this anger lasts for weeks and years. And some of this anger lies regarding this person, it lasts forever. Because what happens is one little bout of a mistake develops inside you and you become more and more angry with that person. And that anger develops into all of these sins that we are mentioning now. Another one, breaking ties. Allahu Akbar. We break ties with our family. You know, two brothers don't talk to each other. One day they got angry over something and one brother went this way and one brother went that way. And as a result of that, you know, they fall out with each other. They don't speak with each other. And that anger stays there. You know, I remember once somebody told me a beautiful story. He was an English person and he'd never been to Pakistan, but he had a friend that was Pakistani. And this person, he was going to Pakistan once and he asked him that, you know, you're going, can I come with you? I wanted, you know, you keep on talking about your country with me. I want to see your country. Let me go and see your country. So he said, okay, come with him. And he tried to explain to him that, look, you know, it's not going to be easy over there. If we go into the village, it's this hardship, it's that hardship. Maybe you're going to have these problems. And he said, I don't care. I want to come with you and I want to see Pakistan. I said, okay. So he went with him. And this person, he had several brothers, yeah, in Pakistan. And one day they sat at someone's house. And this person that went, he was the eldest brother. He was the eldest brother. And one day he sat at this house and these two brothers came in and they started talking with each other and they started quarreling with each other. Now this person that was from England, he could not understand what was being said, but he realized that an argument was happening. Yeah? And he started looking at this person that had brought him from England and saying to him, look, do something. Yeah? They're losing their temper. Yeah, they're losing their temper. And he said, don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. To the extent that this English person, when he told me afterwards, he said, look, it got to the extent that I thought they were going to get up and start hitting each other, right? They were getting, it looked like the anger was there, the voice was raising, the faces were going red in anger, and they were talking at each other. And he said, and this person that brought me from England, he didn't say anything. And eventually, this person that brought me from England, he shouted at both of them. And he said, you go out of that door, and you go out of that door, right? And because they were his younger brothers and they respected him, they both got up and left. They both went out of the house. And this English person is looking at him, is that all you're going to do? Yeah? These two brothers, they've fallen out. They might never speak with each other. And you just kicked him out of the house. And in fact, he'd kicked one of them out of the house. And it was actually his house that they were in. You kicked them both out of the house. Is that all you're going to do? And he said, don't worry. And he waited for a couple of hours. And then he sent some of the children. He said, go and find your uncle. And go and find that uncle of yours. And get him to come back. In the meantime, you know, a meal was prepared because it was the time for eating. And he came back and the two brothers sat opposite each other and they ate out of the same plate. And this English person, he was shocked. He said that, what has happened here? And he said that, he explained to him afterwards that, you know, we are a very emotional family, that our brothers do get angry. But one trait that they do have is that they get it out of the system and they forgive each other straight away. So in that particular case, yes, they got angry, but they forgive each other and they forget it. And they genuinely forgot it. They never mentioned that incident to each other afterwards. And the only time that that incident was mentioned afterwards was the fact that this English person kept on saying, I was shocked at how they controlled the anger afterwards and they maintained their relationships. And what happens nowadays is, over a little argument, we break our relationships. We fall out with our brother. Why? Because, oh, he didn't send me an invitation to his son's wedding. He didn't invite me to his sister's wedding. He didn't let me do this. Or when somebody passed away, they didn't let me make a meal. Or this didn't happen or that happened. And in essence, sometimes you see that two brothers have not spoken to each other for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And when you get to the root of it is something so small that as a result of that, they've fallen out with each other and they've broken ties. And you know what's sad? Them same two people, them same two brothers or them same two sisters, when they hear that one of them is ill, when they hear that one of them has passed away, then they're shedding tears. Viewers of Mother Channel, if you've broken ties with any of your family members, then what is the point of shedding tears when they passed away? Go to them, humble yourself, forgive each other. Don't break ties with each other. Our Deen of Islam has come not to break ties, we come here to maintain ties. So maintain your ties, yes, and if they have made a mistake, forgive them. What difference does it make? What difference does it make if you forgive them? What do you lose by humbling yourself in front of your brother, be it an elder brother or a younger brother, be it your elder sister or younger sister? What harm is there in this? There is no harm in this. You know, I've mentioned it many, many times before. There's a saying in Urdu, and I'm not very, as you know, viewers of Mother Channel, my Urdu is not very, very good, but there's a saying in Urdu. It says that, you know, when you humble yourself in front of someone, they say nak kat jayegi, meaning that your nose gets cut. Yeah. And then when I heard that, it confused me. And I've been looking, viewers of Madani Channel, and if you find that person, please send him to me. That if you humble yourself, if you seek forgiveness for yourself, send me that person whose nose falls off. I've never said that person. It doesn't happen, viewers of Madani Channel. When you humble yourself, your nose doesn't get cut. What happens is your status is increased. People respect you more. And you've now overcome your nafs as well, which is another problem, to be able to control your nafs. By you humbling yourself, you've controlled your nafs, you've maintained that. And not only that, in front of the person that you've humbled yourself, in front of the people that you've humbled yourself, your status will increase. So if you've made a mistake, if you've got angry with any of your parents, with any of your relatives, then go back and seek forgiveness from them. Number six, the other thing that can affect you when you get angry is you start lying. In a fit of anger, you start lying. You start making accusations about a certain brother that are not true. When you're angry with him, you will shout at him, you will say things to him that are not true. Why? Because you're in a state of anger. And afterwards, you'll realize that I was angry and I said this, I was angry and I said that. And that is all because you could not control your temper. Number seven, dishonoring other people. You dishonor people. You dishonor people, you disrespect people. You put them down and as a result of that, they feel sad, they feel angry. And what happens is when you dishonor people, the effect can not only be that you have had anger inside you, and as a result of your anger, you're committing all these sins that we're mentioning, but when you dishonor someone, they get angry. And when they get angry, they start committing all these sins as well. And think to yourself, viewers of Madani Channel, if you cause someone to get angry, if you cause someone to commit sins, do you not think that you will also be held accountable of the sins that that person has committed? Why? Because you made him do this. You pushed him into a corner, you dishonored him, you disrespect him, you got him angry. As a result of you getting him angry, he did this as well. So again, you need to be very, very careful. Another thing that happens is when you're angry, viewers of Madani Channel, you start to consider other people to be inferior to yourself. That I'm better than him, I'm stronger than him, I know what I'm doing. He has no right to speak to me like this. And you now think that you're it. You think you're the best. You think that you're the strongest. You think that you're the wisest. You think you have it all. And again, this is not what we should be like. To think others weaker than yourself is not good. Another sin that we start doing when we get angry, and most of the people here will agree with me, is you start swearing. The sin of swearing, you start swearing. Your foul language starts coming from your mouth. Why? Because you've got angry and you've not been able to control it. Another thing that happens when you get angry is you get very arrogant. You get very arrogant. And as a result of this arrogance, you're also committing the sin of arrogance. And why are all these things? All these things are because you've got angry. You've not been able to control your anger. Another thing is you start mocking people. You start mocking people as a result of this. You break ties with your relatives, as you have also said. And the other thing is you become ungrateful as well of the situation. You become ungrateful of what I've got, that if I had this, I could do this to him. If I had that, I could do that to him. Yeah? And if I could have that, then I'll... And then you become ungrateful of what you've got. And another thing is you start rejoicing. Astaghfirullah. You start rejoicing at when other people are suffering. If you're angry with someone, you've fallen out with someone, then when they suffer, when they struggle, when their business goes down, when they have family problems, when they have all of these things, deep down inside you, you're happy. And isn't this a sad state, that you're rejoicing? You're being happy at the fact that someone has had a loss, that someone's business has gone down, that someone is in pain and you're happy? Astaghfirullah. Viewers of Madhi Channel, these are just some of the things, some of the things that can affect us as a result of what? As a result of our anger. As a result of our anger. If only we can learn to control our anger, and we realize that as a result of our anger, all of these sins that we've mentioned so far, all of these sins that we mentioned so far affect us. And so, you know, you could say effectively anger is like a trunk, and all of these sins are the branches of them. So when you have anger, you start diverting into all of these branches. And if you sincerely think about all of those things that I mentioned, then ask yourself, the last time you got angry, did not any of these things come into you? If no, then alhamdulillah. Yeah? But you still need to control and maintain that. But if yes, then think to yourself, what effect did that have? What effect did that have on that person that I was angry with? How did it affect him? What feelings did he feel inside him? How did it affect his family? And if you've hurt someone's feelings, if you've upset someone, viewers of the channel, you're watching Rise and Shine, and today we're talking about anger and how we need to learn to control our hunger. But one of the packages that we have every day is the daily hadith. So inshallah, azawajal, we're now going to the daily hadith. Let's see what our beloved, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has guided us with. Let's listen to the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, today's hadith inshallah azawajal is going to be something that can be a means of benefit for us in today's day and age. We all aspire to be people who are successful, people who are the best amongst everyone else. And the Prophet ﷺ has gave us the advice on how we can be the best, how we can be the most successful from amongst all the people. What did he say? The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna min akhyarikum ahsanakum khuluqa," that the best amongst you are those who have best manner and character. So if we want to be the best amongst the people, we want to be the people who people look up to in the community, people are looking up to you, people are respecting you, people admire you, people follow you. So one of the ways that we can make this happen is having good character. And the Prophet ﷺ used his good character, and he was known to be a person of good character, and he used this to his advantage in calling people towards Islam, calling people towards Tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also try to implement good character in our life, try to become better Muslims, better people of the community, better citizens, and show a good side towards what Islam truly is through our character, through our actions, and through the way that we deal with people. May Allah Azzawajal give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madhini Channel, you're watching Arise and Shine, and today we're talking about anger and the effects of anger and what the effects it can have on you. And before we listen to the daily hadith, we mention all of those sins that can incur as a result of anger. So it's very, very important that we recognize what anger is. We recognize the ill effects of anger and we try our best to control our anger as well. With regards to anger, we heard a daily hadith today. Let's hear what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said with regards to anger. There is one hadith in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advise me, inform me of such an act that will make me enter paradise. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not get angry and Jannat is for you. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he's explaining what anger is and how to control his anger, he says that the powerful man is not the wrestler who can throw his opponent to the ground, but the powerful man is the one who controls himself whilst he gets in a state of anger. You know, anger is something that, yes, you do get. We're not saying that getting angry is haram. What happens is the ill effects of it haram. If you get angry and you can control yourself, then that is very important. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that controlling your anger is a show of strength. Show of strength is not that I can pick you up and throw you to the ground. Show of strength is that I can control my anger. It is stated in Kanzul Umal that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with his pleasure. Meaning that, you know, sometimes you're angry at someone, but there's nothing you can do about it. Why? Because he's more powerful than you. He's wealthier than you. He has contacts and there's nothing you can do about it. If you're in a situation where you are powerful, you are wealthy, you're in a position now where you can do something about it. Yeah, you can take your revenge. And in that instance, you control yourself. In that instance, you refrain from taking revenge. In that instance, you control your anger. Then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with his pleasure. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madinah, when you, these stories that we say to you, tell you, they're there so that give you examples of the pious people, of how they live their lives. And so what we're going to do now, viewers of Madinah, we're going to give you some stories of the pious predecessors, of how they controlled their temper and what they did to achieve this. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala stated in Kimya Sadat, he said that a person once talked very rudely to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz radiallahu ta'ala, and he bowed his head. This person was speaking very rudely to him, but the Amir al-Mu'mineen, he bowed his head. And when he bowed his head, he said to him, that do you want me to become angry so that Shaitan plunges me into the pride of arrogance and power and I inflict cruelty on you, and on the day of judgment you will seek recompense from it from me? I will certainly not do this. Seeing this, he said this and he remained silent. So this was an incident where someone had the power to take revenge, was this someone had the power to do something, but he remained silent. Why? Because he's aware of the fact that if I do something now as a result of this, then it'll affect me on the day of judgment. A person, viewers of Malinchan, swore as Sayyidina Salman Farsi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he replied that on the day of judgment, if the side of my sins on the scale is heavier, then I am worse than what you have called me. However, if it is lighter, that I do not care about your vulgar words. Allahu Akbar. So basically someone has sent something to him. Yeah, he called him something. And he said that, you know, if my sins are heavy on that day, yeah, then what you have said about me is true. But if my good deeds, if I'm successful on that day, then I don't care what you said about me. Because my aim is only to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Another person, Sayyidina Sheikh Rabi bin Qusaym, and he said, Allah Azza wa Jalla has heard what you said. There is a valley on the way to Jannah and I'm crossing over it. If I manage to do so, I do not care what you have said. If I fail, then your vulgarism is not enough for me. Again, another example of where that someone had said something to him. And he said that, if I'm successful on the day of judgment, I don't care what you said to me. But if I'm not successful, then what you've said to me is not enough. I'm worse than that. A person swore at Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he replied, I have other faults to you like this, which Allah Azza wa Jal has kept concealed from you. Allahu Akbar. What a great mentality, what a great mindset to have, that if someone says something to you, curses you, and you think to yourself, you know what? You said this about me, but I have loads of other faults. I have worse faults than that. And them faults are worse than this. Yeah? And Allah Azza wa Jal has conceded them faults from you. So I'm fortunate with regards to this. Allahu Akbar. A person swore at Sayyidina Sha'abi, Ramatullah Ta'ala, and he replied, if you have spoken the truth, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. And if you have spoken a lie, then may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive you. So that when a person says something to someone, if a person says something to someone, and this person says to him that, look, if what you have said about me is true, then Ya Allah, please forgive me. But if what you have said about me is not true, then Ya Allah, please forgive this person. Allahu Akbar. What a great mindset to have. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, was informed that someone was speaking ill of him. He replied, I take an oath by Allah Azza wa Jal, I will surely upset Shaitan. He then made dua. He made the dua, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever ill has spoken of me, if I possess those faults, then forgive me and guide me. And if he's made false accusations against me, then grant me forgiveness. Again, another mindset that if someone has done something wrong to you, then if you feel that they are saying wrong, then listen to them and say to them that, look, if this person is right, then may Allah forgive me. Yeah? Rather than automatically going on the defense, automatically, you know, going on the attack of this person, think to yourself that if a person has said something to you, even if they said it in a state of anger, maybe there's some truth about this. And reflect on yourself first and think to yourself that if this person has said something that's true about me, Allah Azza wa Jal forgive me. But if this person has said something wrong, then Allah Azza wa Jal forgive this person. Meaning, don't take revenge. Seek forgiveness from him, for Allah Azza wa Jal. In another incident, a person was openly speaking ill of Sayyidina Bakr bin Abdullah Muzni, Ramutullah Ta'ala. But he remained silent. Somebody humbly asked him why he was not saying anything in retaliation. He replied, I'm not aware of any of his evil that I could speak ill of him. Why should it become a grave sin by slandering him? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. These pious people, viewers of Madani Channel, they learned to control their temper. They learned to maintain this temper. And there's many, many stories there, many, many words of wisdom there that we need to learn to do that. And in many, many examples were given there that if you control your temper by forgiving that person, if you control that temper by saying to yourself that, look, maybe what this person is saying is true. Maybe I have these weaknesses inside me. And if I have these weaknesses inside me, then Ya Allah, forgive me and give me the ability to rectify myself. And at the same time, if this person is speaking ill of me and is not the truth, then Allah, forgive him. You know, and it's a trait to have inside you to forgive people. If only we can learn to forgive people. There was an incident, viewers of Mother Channel, where a person, his wife had made the food, and there was too much salt in the food. And when he was eating the food, he started to get a little bit angry. But then he said to himself that, you know, I also make many mistakes. I also make a lot of mistakes in my life. If I treat her harshly because she's not made the food today, due to her mistake, Allah Azza wa Jal might also punish me for my mistakes on the day of judgment. So he overlooked this mistake, didn't get angry, and just ate the food and remained silent. Sometime later, when he passed away, someone saw him in a dream. And someone asked him that, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? And he replied that the punishment was about to be inflicted upon me due to the abundance of the sins that I have committed. But then Allah Azza wa Jal said that my bondwoman had added too much salt in the food and you forgive her. And in return for you, I will forgive you in return for the act of kindness. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Viewers of Madani Channel, this person, he forgave his partner because he forgave his spouse because she'd made too much salt, too much salt was in the food, and rather than getting angry. And just think to yourself, viewers of Madani Channel, how many times do we get angry at home? When the house is not as clean as we think it should be, when the food is not what we think it should be, the food is not as clean as what we want it to be, our clothes are not ironed in the way that they should be, and you know, we lose our tempers. What have you achieved, viewers of Money Channel? By losing your temper because there's a crease in your kameez, it's not as clean as you wanted it to be, or when it was washed, there was still a mark on that, or when the food was made, it was not made to your spicy level, or it had too much salt, or it didn't have enough salt in it, or the salad wasn't cut right, or the roti wasn't round, or it wasn't cooked properly. What have you achieved by getting angry? Number one, you've hurt the feelings of a fellow Muslim. Number two, by you getting angry, you know, you've hurt them, you've exposed them. And as a result of your anger, what other sins are you committing? And on the day of judgment, you will be questioned about that. Whereas this particular individual viewers of Madinah, what did he do? He forgave. And why did he forgive? And there's a good message in this. He forgave because what he did is he, rather than looking at that person's mistakes, he looked at himself. Ya Allah, I also make mistakes. She has just made a mistake. I'm committing sins. Yeah? Putting too much salt in the food is not a sin. It is only a mistake. You know, not making the food to your requirement is not a sin. It is only a mistake. But as we get angry, me hurting her feelings is a sin. But at the same time, she has made a mistake. Should I not forgive her mistake? And in the same way that if I do not forgive, then how can I expect to be forgiven? And sisters, we also need to learn to forgive our husbands, their shortcomings as well. You know, if when they come home from work, they're tired and they sit down and they haven't got time to help you, then forgive them. If they get home and they're tired and they haven't got time to spend talking with you because they're mentally tired, forgive them. If they have any shortcomings in them, forgive them. Yeah? Learn to forgive each other, viewers of Mother Channel. Learn to forgive each other. And if we learn to forgive each other, then what a great harmony we will have in our life. And you know, this effect of getting angry and this effect of forgiving each other, both of them has an effect on our children and our house. They will see that our parents are arguing all day. Yeah, and they will get scared. They will get scared of both of them. They will stay away from you. But when they see loving parents, when they see forgiving parents, when they see a household where they love each other, respect each other, forgive each other, then the children will become closer to the parents. And when they see that the parents are respecting each other, then they will grow up to respect you. When they see that people are arguing with each other, then they will also do the same as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Another hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever restrains his anger, then on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jal will save him from the torment. Viewers of Madhi Channel, we're now going to take a small break, and inshallah azza wa jal, listen to a kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. But stay tuned with us, because inshallah azza wa jal, after the kalam, we will talk to you about some of the cures of anger, some of the cures of anger. So let's go to the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jo jaane wale Madine ke hain, sune wo zara, salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna, Madine ke zaa. دامن فساد
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madin Channel, we're talking about something today that affects us all at some point in our life more than others, and that is anger. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that we don't have the ill effects of anger. You know, when you get angry, you say things. You say things that you regret. And we've mentioned that before, that you always say things that you regret. But it is stated that, you know, in Sunnah Tirmidhi Sharif, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he who remains silent attains salvation. So you will only harm someone, or you will only cause a problem, if you speak. If you remain silent, you know, then the effects are not there. There's a saying in Urdu, ek chup so suk, yeah? And this means that one moment of silence leads to 100 moments of peace. That for that one moment, that when you got angry, if you maintained your silence, then you will have 100 moments of peace. But if that one moment you lost it, then you'll have 100 moments of distress. So that for one moment of peace, think of the effect. And we mentioned early on that the effects of getting angry, what effects it can have, the effects that it had on that person that lost his eyesight, the effect on that family that lost the child, the effect on many, many people that lose the relationship between the husband and wife, and the divorce has happened. Why? Because someone did not remain silent. Someone did not learn to control their temper. Allahu Akbar. It is stated in a Ya'lum that a man was making dua. This is the dua he was making. He said, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar." This is for all of our viewers that are watching today. "I do not have any wealth to donate in sadqa and charity. All I have is that I have forgiven any Muslim in advance who would show disrespect to me." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala sallam, he received a revelation. And he's in it, the revelation, he was told that we have forgiven this person. Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven this person. So let's all make a dua. Viewers of Madinah, Ya Allah, let's all make the dua today. That, Ya Allah, all I have is that I have forgiven any Muslim in advance who would show disrespect to me. Ya Allah, if anybody has disrespected me, I forgive them. And if any Muslim shows any disrespect to me, then Allah Azza wa Jal, I forgive them as well. Ameen. Let's all make this dua and let's try and live our lives according to this. It is stated in the blessed hadith of Abu Dawud that the one who controls his anger in spite of having the ability and power to act, then on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will call him in front of the entire creation and he will grant him authority to choose any heavenly maidens that he likes. Allahu Akbar. Again, controlling your temper. Sayyidina Abu Huraira has narrated that whoever possesses the following three qualities, viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him an easy accountability on the day of judgment, and he will make him enter paradise. Allahu Akbar. Number one, bestow upon those people who defraud you. Reconcile the one whoever cuts ties with you. Forgive the one who oppresses you. Viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn to do these things. Forgive each other. Forgive each other. Forgive each other. Reconcile with each other. Do not break family ties. Seek the forgiveness from your family. I keep on saying it, and I can't say it enough. Keep the forgiveness. Keep on forgiving. Seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. And seek forgiveness from the people that you've hurt as well. And maybe if you ponder upon it, you know, people, the pious people of the past, every day before they went to sleep, they would effectively rewind the day and think to themselves, what have I done today? What have I not done today? What should I have done today? What shouldn't I have done today? And if you do this and think to yourself, what have I done today that maybe I've hurt someone's feelings? And at the time, you don't realize it. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you genuinely don't realize that you've hurt someone's feelings. But if you've hurt anybody's feelings, then the next day, phone up that person, go meet that person and seek his forgiveness. You know, and this reconciling, thinking of what your self-rectification is, what Amir al-Sunnah has given us in the form of a Madani Namaz card. The Madani Namaz card is a card where if you look at it, it tells you those things that you should try to be doing on a daily basis, those things that you should try to be refraining from on a daily basis, those things that you should try to do, those things that you should try not doing. And again, it helps you. And if you get into that mold of doing them things, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, become a better person. So another humble request that I hear for you, viewers of Madani Channel, is that we download the Madani Namaz app. It's available, you can download it or you can buy it from our Maktabat al-Madina stalls, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and try and filling them in and get into the habit of acting upon them as well. Viewers of Madani Channel, we've got one more story I wish to give to you. And then I've got a message that I want to read to you. One more story I want to give to you. And then we're going to talk about the cures of anger as well. It is narrated that Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, radiallahu anhu, he took a house. And the house was right next door to a non-Muslim. And this non-Muslim, he every day would throw rubbish into his house. He would throw rubbish in his house to incite him, to make him to get angry, to make him, you know, just because he didn't like him, he despised the fact that this person, that a Muslim, had moved next door to him. And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, he did nothing. He never reacted. He never said anything. He never shouted at the person. He never banged on his door and said, what are you doing throwing this rubbish over my house? Not once. And one day this person, he came to him and he said to him that, you know, every day I throw this problem on you. Don't you have a problem with this? And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu gently replied, he said that whenever filth enters my home, I simply sweep it out of the house. And this person, he was shocked at this. And he said to him, well, okay, but don't you ever get angry despite the trouble that I'm giving you? I'm doing all this. Don't you ever get angry? And Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu, he replied, I do, but I restrain it because Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Quran, and I give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, and who restrain anger and who pardon men and virtuous people, they are dear to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Having listened to this non-believer, he was so impressed by the fact that not only this person had restrained his anger, but the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he accepted Islam. Viewers of Madani Channel, this again is a message for us that if we learn to control ourselves, if we learn to control ourselves, then this image that we will create amongst people will be seen as well. You know, people that come to Islam, very few people come to Islam by studying the book, studying the Quran, studying the things that happen. They come to Islam by the person that's in front of them, i.e. you. You are the person. You are each and every one of you is an ambassador of Islam. Each and every one of you represents Islam. So you should live your life in such a way that one, you are pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, but in the same way, you are letting people know what Islam is by your actions. Not necessarily by your teaching, but by your action. Show them what Islam is. Show them that we are kind, gentle, pious people, forgiving people, humble people. And people will become attracted to you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We've got one call. one message in one call. Unfortunately, I can't play the call for some reason. We have a technical issue. However, I will read out the call here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Ayan Nadeen from Blantyre, Malawi. MashaAllah, very effective story. He said, I learned three things. Number one, not to be angry. Number two, to pray Salah and to read the Quran with no fear, no matter what happens. And number three, not to be Shaitan's friend in any way. Allahu Akbar. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla that all of us can also learn them three messages, and all of us do that as well. That we learn never to get angry, learn to pray Salah and read our Quran and not be fearful and not be Shaitan's friend. He then goes on to say, the brother also goes on to say, that I wanted to ask that my brother often gets angry, but he doesn't shout or anything, he starts hitting. So what can we do so that he gets better? Allahu Akbar. We had another call where someone else had an issue with regarding anger as well, but for some reason we can't play that call. But we're going to give you some remedies now towards the end of the program of how you can control your temper. Number one, recite Tawuz. Say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim. I seek refuge from shaitan. Yeah. Because what is this? This anger is a shaitan that is act upon you. If you keep on reciting that, then inshaAllah azza wa jal, you will be able to control yourself. Also make a habit that when you feel yourself getting angry, say, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Third, and this is quite hard now, this will get it hard. Remain silent. Remain silent. I mean, in this particular incident, the brother mentioned that he remains silent, but he does things, and we'll talk about that as well. But remain silent, you know? If you can control yourself. There was a beautiful, I remember a story that once Amila Sunnath mentioned, that there was someone that, I think it was the husband or it was the wife, that they were always having quarrels, yeah? They were always having quarrels, and they asked for a taweez. They asked for a taweez from Amir al-Sunnat, and Amir al-Sunnat gave them a taweez, and he said to them that whenever you get angry, put it inside your mouth, this taweez, and if you get angry, bite on it, yeah? If you feel yourself getting angry, bite on it, yeah? And inshallah, it will cure all your problems. So I don't know whether it was the husband or the wife that took this taweez, and they put it inside their mouth, and then whenever they got angry, they bit on it, and whenever there was a crawl in the house, they bit on it. And sometime later, Amir al-Sunnat was asked, that, you know, what was the hikmah behind this? And he said that when you bite on this, you can't say anything. And as a result of that, that whenever I was, whether it was the husband or the wife, bit on this, then obviously they remained silent. By remaining silent, the argument didn't continue. Number four, another beautiful one is, whenever you feel yourself getting angry, make wuzu. Make wuzu, go to the washroom, put your arms up, perform wuzu. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, it'll calm you down. Sniffing water up the nose is also a way of maintaining your anger. If you're standing up and you feel yourself getting angry, sit down. If you're sitting down and you feel yourself getting angry, you lie down. You know, it's very hard to get angry when you're lying down because you want to get up. You want to get up and do something, but no, I'm going to lie down. I'm not going to move from this position. I'm going to stay in this position. And by lying down, you can control your anger. It is said in Ihya Ulum that if you place your cheek on the ground, or better still, if you are in a state of wuzu, then perform sajda. And when you perform sajda, you realize that you are made from clay and you're not rightfully angry to get angry at this person. You have no right to get angry at this person. You're only made of clay. So do in sajda if you're in the state of wuzu, and inshallah, think to yourself that I have no right to get angry at this person. And you should stay away from the person that you're getting angry with. If you are getting angry with someone, walk away. Walk away from that situation. You know, some people think, oh, if I walk away from the situation, I'm showing my weakness. You're not showing your weakness. You're showing your strength by walking away from that situation, by not making that situation explode into something which is much more. Walk away from the situation. And if you're obviously you're walking away from the situation, you're diffusing the situation. So again, those of us, we need to do this. Ponder over, viewers of Malin Shalom, that if you get angry at anybody, then he will also get angry at you. And he will still take your revenge. And you should never consider anybody weak. Think to yourself that if I get angry at this person, what is he going to do to me? He might do something worse to me. So you need to learn to control yourself. If you just remember these, perform wuzu. Sit down. Lie down. Walk away. If you act upon these situations, then inshallah azza wa jal, you'll have a better environment in yourself. If you have scolded anybody in a fit of rage, humbly apologize to that person. Not only apologize to the person, but apologize to that person in public. Why? Because when you apologize to that person in public, it affects your nafs. Your nafs will be humiliated. And this will become a piece of advice for you for the next time as you recall your insult when getting angry at someone in future. And that's by doing this so, you may get rid of anger. Another thing, viewers of Mother Channel, there was a beautiful little package that we had that we've not been able to play today. That a father and a son, the son was constantly getting angry. And the father said to his son that, son, whenever you get angry, put a nail in the fence. Yeah? Whenever you get angry, put a nail in the fence. And on the first day, the son hammered in 6 nails, 4 nails, and the nails, he kept on hammering in all these nails. And then eventually what had happened, because he was seeing that the nails, or the son was seeing that he's hammering these nails in every day, that he's getting angry. One day, he realized that he wasn't hammering in any more nails. And a few days passed that he didn't hammer any more nails into the fence. And his father said to him that every day that you don't get angry, take 1 nail out of the fence. So the son thought, okay. So every day he took a nail out of the fence. And when he took all the nails out of his fence, he came to his father and he said, Father, I've taken all of the nails out of the fence. Now what should I do? And his father took him to the fence and he said that, when you got angry, I told you to hammer a nail in. And afterwards, when you learn to control your anger, I told you to take a nail out. But can you see the effect that you had? All of them holes in the fence as a result of you? That you've now controlled your anger, but the lasting effect is there. Viewers of Mother Channel. Viewers of Mother Channel, we're coming towards the end of the program. We've got a small promo that we wish to play before the end of the program. So let's watch this small promo. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dawat Islami has always taught the correct use of technology. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has now made a donation application in order for you to be able to donate via your mobile phone. Let's take a look at how this works. You can sign in by entering your email address as well as a password. And then by clicking donate now, you can contribute towards Dawat Islami. And for those that wish to know the bank details, they may click on the bank deposit. By clicking on contact us, you can gain more information about any queries. And to know more about Dawat Islami, just click on About Us. So contribute to Dawat Islami, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of the channel. Gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reward at the same time. Do not delay and contribute towards these great works.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of the channel, we're coming towards the end of the program. Today we've talked about anger and how we need to learn to control it. I make dua that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us all the ability to control our anger. Shabazz Madani, mashallah, the true host of Rise and Shine, mashallah. He just gives a little promo though about donating. Please, whilst calculating your zakat, your fitrah and your sadqat, please remember Dawat Islami. By watching Dawat Islami, you see it's so many different departments and so much work is going on all around the world. And this only happens by the time that people give and the donations that people give as well. So please remember Dawat Islami so that we can continue this work around the world. 107 departments, 4 corners of the globe. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is there. Your Dawat Islami, help your Dawat Islami to maintain the work that we are doing. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.